فوض أمر إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر، سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البعري المصور، له الأسماء الحسنى، يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، أبي القاسم محمد،
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، سيما بقية الله في العالمين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله.
My respected brothers, Iblis and Shayateen, who are our open enemies, warning about these enemies have been given many times in Quran, and we all need to be conscious. We need to have planning. We need to have those skills and weapons with which we can defend ourselves, and we can have strong defense or strong war with the enemies. Because Iblis has challenged us, he is going to defeat us. And what is our responsibility? We should never try to be defeated. Always we should try to prepare ourselves. And this is a kind of enemy who is not considering whether we are sleeping or at home or at work or in the mosque. Wherever we are, or in any situation we are, Iblis and Shayateen, they are ready to attack us. They are ready to snatch our faith and iman. And they are ready to scratch our good deeds. Usually when people, they are dying, at the moment of death, usually they are without any good ritual and they are without iman. So we need to be careful. In Surah Alaq, chapter 96, verse number 6 and 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Kalla, innal insana la yatgha arrahu istaghna. Nay, verily this man is rebellious. So this is the word of Creator who made us. He is saying this insan, Allah kehta hai ki isme koi shak nahi hai ki ye insan baaghi hai. Allah istaghna, aur apne aap ko mera muhtaj نہیں سمجھتا. So in Quran Allah says, أنتم الفقراء, you are beggar, you are nothing in front of me, you are always dependent on me. But usually most of the mankind in their lives, they are rebellious against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not following wajibat, they are not stopping themselves from muharramat and haram. Why? Because due to their rebellious nature, and at the same time, they are thinking they are independent. They are not in need of anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, we can't do, even for a second, for a moment, we can't live without His permission. So everything depends on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is kind, He is merciful, He has given us open hand. So whatever we are thinking and wishing, we are doing. But this is the reality what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran. So what we need? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us two great resources of guidance. One is aql and other is inspiration. That is why. So aql, our brain, our thinking power, especially that is given to the mankind. So this is a kind of peygamber, this is a kind of messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is with all of us. And until this brain or this thinking power is not mature and not perfect, there is nothing wajib upon the mankind. So Allah is waiting until the people should get mature. So this is maturity and knowledge. This is the adulthood, this is the maturity and knowledge and maturity in religion. And then Allah says, something is wajib and something is haram upon you. And now you should be obedient to me. So the other thing which is one of the best resource of guidance, that is through our divine leaders. And these were messengers who are receiving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. So they were getting wahi. Actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was leading them and they were leading us. And their messages, their seerah, their sunnah is today with us. And we have to follow. On one side we have to follow our aql. Whatever we are facing, we have to analyze whether this is right or wrong, whether this is beneficial or harmful for me. So this aql will tell us, our zameen will tell us, and anyone who is doing anything, an inner sound always is telling him or her whether he or she is going to do something wrong or right. So that is our messenger, our guide from inside. And from outside, Quran is there, Seerah and Sunnah of Rasulullah and Ayman.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So, this wahi and this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through different messengers, so that has been transferred to us and we need to know. This is important. Most of the time we don't know what is sunnah, what is commandment, what is in Quran. So we need to improve our knowledge, we need to know all this. But while Allah is saying, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَاهُ اسْتَغْنَى, this man is rebellious and independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When man is coming in this world, usually we all are falling in the love of this world. محبت دنیا میں ہم سب غرق ہو جاتے ہیں. اب یہ محبت دنیا ہماری اولاد کی ہو سکتی ہے, ہمارے مال کی ہو سکتی ہے, جاب کی ہو سکتی ہے, کام کی ہو سکتی ہے, اور پھر ہم نہیں دیکھتے کہ ہم حرام کر رہے ہیں یا حلال کر رہے ہیں یا وقت ضائع کر رہے ہیں یا وقت کہاں پہ صرف کر رہے ہیں. So this worldly and lusty love which is deviating us from the right path, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam
said,
any kind of error and mistake which is done by the mankind, the key of that error or mistake is love of this world. And when we are forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are forgetting the messengers of Allah and Aima Tahar, and we don't care what they have said, how they have guided us, and we are just going behind this world and materialistic world, at that time usually we are getting failed. This is not only for ordinary people. Even if we analyze, and we all need to read whole story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, There are a lot of morals for us, a lot of lessons in the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. One of them is, he was sold as a slave, he was slave. This is one problem for him. Then some woman get involved in his love, that was another problem. And ultimately he was thrown into the prison. He was facing different kinds of problems, but he did not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for special favors. When he asked, when he was minister, he was Aziz-e-Misr, and he was having authority and power. At that time, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he thought, when he is having that materialistic life, or that status, he thought, there is quite possible, there is possibility that he will get deviated from the right path. That's why one of his dua, which is given in Quran, he said, "Oh Allah, keep me on the right path and protect me from the deviation of right path." Secondly, he said, "Keep me consistent on the right path. Sabit kadam mujhe rakh, in haraf se bacha, and when I will die, I should die in the position of faith." So, when practically lot of calamities and problem he was facing, he did not ask this dua. Apparently, he was having a life of welfare. He was enjoying as Prime Minister, Aziz-e-Misr. But in that condition, in that position, he thought there is maximum possibility that he will get deviated. That's why he seek the shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not think that he is now independent. He is not feel, because he has authority, he has all everything. So that's why he is not dependent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that moment he thought he need more the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad wa ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one day Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad he was doing tawaf of Khana Kaaba, and when he finished his tawaf, he saw in one corner of Masjid al-Haram Iblis is standing over there, but he is quite weak, and at the same time he was crying. Prophet, peace be upon him, he asked, "O Iblis, why are you so weak today and why are you crying?" Iblis says, "All of this cry is due to your Ummah." Prophet asks, "Why? What has been done by Ummah? What has been done by Muslimin? And you are crying in this way?" Iblis said, "Your Ummah, Muslimin, are doing few things, few deeds. Whenever they are doing, they are making me weak, weak and weak, and at the same time, I am crying for those things. Those actions are making me sad." Because actually that is failure of Iblis. That's why he was crying. Prophet asks, "What are those things? When Muslimin are doing and you are crying?" The first thing he said, "O Muhammad, whenever any two person from your Ummah, they are greeting each other, they are saluting each other, they are saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to each other. At that time, one of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Salam. And when the two brothers or two sisters, they greet each other, they salute each other, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving their sins." So this is the first thing, what is making me cry. The second thing is that when two Muslim brothers, they see each other, they meet with each other. At that time, they are shaking hand. And when they are shaking hand, and hand of one person is in the hand of other person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them a lot of reward for this thing. And when Allah is kind to them, automatically, they are making me cry. The third thing is that, whenever Muslimin are starting anything and they are reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, actually they are throwing me away. And I am not successful to deviate them. This was the third thing. And the fourth thing, your ummah is happy upon the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is the qaza or qad, they are happy. And always, whenever they want to do something, they are saying, Inshallah. So all of their actions, they are relating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatsoever they are facing, they are saying, Alhamdulillah, Shukran Lillah. So when they are behaving like this, they are saying, Inshallah, they are saying, Shukran Lillah, Alhamdulillah, that is making me cry. The next thing he said, from morning till evening, I am deviating them, I am giving them incentive to commit sins, but when they are going next to the bed, they are saying Astaghfirullah, they are doing Tawbah, they are saying Allah, Allah, forgive us, we were lazy, we have committed few sins. And when they are doing Tawbah, so all of my efforts during the day, those efforts are useless. And that is making me cry. The sixth thing he said, whenever they are listening your name, the name of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, so always they are saying salawat. And Iblis said, when the people are reading salawat, reciting salawat, the reward they are getting, I can't imagine. So that's why whenever people are reading the salawat, I am fleeing away from them. Because the reward they are getting, I can't see. I can't tolerate how much reward they are getting by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last point he said, that is, when people are reflecting their love, showing their love towards your progeny, towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, they are respecting them, they are loving them, they are obedient to them. So that is making me unhappy and that is making me cry. And this is one of the best ritual when people are respecting and loving Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi.
So according to Iblis, these are seven rituals, these are seven actions. When people are doing that, is making cry to Iblis. Why not we have to do these things? On one side, we are making unhappy to our enemy. On other side, we are making happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asr inna l-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amal as-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل موضوع وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب
أمير المؤمنين
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم عجل الظهور إنهم يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك رحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين واطمئن لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونسمع أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam is for me and for you, sisters and brothers. We need to be pious, we need to be adopt taqwa. And best of the source of taqwa today, that is following the Imam of the time. We are lucky Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us 12 Imams, 12 divine leaders who have left a lot of knowledge and lot of sayings, a lot of seerah for us to be followed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be sincere followers of Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad.
Tomorrow is 8th Rabiul Awwal, and that is the day of Shahadat of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Inshallah, we will commemorate his Shahadat tonight, and Majlis will start at 7 p.m. And this is last Majlis of this duration or this period of commemoration, which was started from 1st of Muharram. So we need, all of us, we need to participate in this majlis. At least the last night of commemoration, we have to commemorate, we have to show our emotions and feelings, we have to show our cries to Fatima al-Zahra.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
I want to share one of the saying of Imam Hassan Askari.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He said, "Ju'ilat al khaba'ithu fi baiti wa ju'ila miftah al kadhib." Imam al-Islam said, all of khaba'is, all of najasat, all of sins, all of corruption is in one house. So all of the evils are in one house. وَجُعِلَ مِفْتَاهُ الْقَذِبِ And the key of that house is lying. تمام خواستیں گناہ اور بیماریاں ایک گھر میں ہیں اور اس گھر کی چابی جھوٹ ہے. یعنی جھوٹ سے وہ دروازہ کھلتا ہے. اگر جھوٹ والی چابی نہ ہو تو انسان باقی سب گناہوں سے بچ سکتا ہے. So this key which is lying is something which is pushing us towards all sins and evils. And in one saying, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Inna a'zama al-khataya 'inda Allah the greatest mistake or greatest sin or the major sin next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-lisanul qadib. That tongue which is lying. So this is the greatest sin next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَقَاذِبُونَ. Actually the hypocrites, so they are also liars. Because whatever is in their heart, they are not saying through their tongue. Or whatever they are saying, that is not the reality. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, I witness. Allah says, I witness hypocrites are liars. Or both are equal. Liar is equal to hypocrite and hypocrite is equal to liar. So as a believer of Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad,
what we need? Our sixth Imam said, "Man sadaqa lisanuhu zaka amaluhu." Anyone who is a truthful person, zaka amaluhu, actually he has purified his actions, his rituals. So when we say "Nama yuridullahu la yuzhib ankum ar-rijsa ahla al-bayt," so lying is rich. And liar cannot go closer to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
And anyone who would like to be closer to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam, he needs to be a truthful person. Why? Because this is the truth which will purify, which will enlighten his actions, his namaz, his roza, his zakat, his khums, his intentions. So, as a believer, as a follower of Muhammad wa Ali
Muhammad,
our religion, A to Z, that depends on truth. In another saying, our sixth Imam said, La taghtaru bisalatihim wala bisiyamihim. وَلَكِنْ اِخْتَبِرُوهُمْ عِنْدَ صِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَدَاءِ الْأَمَانَةِ. Do not see how much people are praying namaz, are observing fast. Maybe you will observe lots of people who are very, very punctual and regular in their prayers. And not only they are observing wajib fast, but also mustahab fast as well. They are muttaqi. People like Anas bin Malik or people like Khawarij, they were zahid, they were abid, and their days and nights they were busy in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Hazrat Ali alayhi salam asked Anas bin Malik, oh Anas, do you remember what happened in Ghadir Khum? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, I forgot what happened. I do not remember Prophet said, Man kuntu ma'ullah wa ha'ullah. Then Hazrat Ali alayhi salam said, O Anas, if you are true in your saying, then it's okay. But if you are lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should change your face and make a mark on your face so that everyone should recognize you are a liar. And at the same moment, a mark came on his face, and even he was unable to hide that mark with his imamah. So that's what sixth Imam says, do not see how much people they are spending their time in prayers and fasting, but what should you observe? اِقْتَبِرُوهُمْ عِنْدَ صِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ. How much they are truthful in their sayings. When they are talking, when they are promising, how much they are fulfilling their sayings. وَعَدَاءِ الْأَمَانَةِ. And if amanat is given to them, how much they are taking care of those amana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be truthful people, to be we are followers of sadiqeen. Hazrat Fatima Tuzara Sadiq Imam Jafar Sadiq personalities. That's why we need to be Sadiq in our sayings, in our actions. And inshallah, on Sunday we will have a celebration of Eid Zahra, and program will begin at 1 p.m. We have started another group on internet, groupspaces.com/al-aswalking. And maybe some of you have received email recently, and that was on trial. But those who have not given their emails, please add your emails. That is, website is groupspaces.com/al-aswalking. You can add your email, and in this way, you can get and you can receive emails about different program. At the same time, all of these program will be online whenever you want to see, whenever you want to check what is the next program. So that will be provided, that will be there 24 hours, inshallah. And those people who are not receiving text, so please give their mobile number. If you have changed your mobile number or you are not receiving, so please give your mobile numbers so that we should forward different programs and the ahadees to you. And inshallah, from this Monday, we are going to start madrasa for our children. And madrasa will start 6 p.m. There was one suggestion to start at 5 p.m., but I have one volunteer teacher, but he is not available 5. So maybe we are going to start 6 to half past 7.
Half past 10 or 5 o'clock. Some parents, they can't bring it 6 o'clock.
So let's see, we are going to start with 6, and afterward, inshallah, we will try to accommodate.
They can't come 6, they told me. You got to ask them before, because we can't start with 6 to 7, 7 o'clock.
Inshallah, we'll discuss later. So we are going to start madrasa from Monday onward, and those who have children, but this madrasa will be 6 plus. Those children who are below 6, so it will be difficult for them to teach at this stage. If we will have more volunteer, inshallah, we can accommodate them as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.